利路亚，奉耶稣圣名，我们继续。
The name, Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to continue.
那在前早上哦，如果我态度有什么让你们感觉不好的哈，那跟你们呢哈，说对不起。
So if my attitude this morning seemed a little bit off, I apologize.
啊，但是呢，对真理、对次序是这个是不用道歉的。
But
这两回事情哈。
But for sticking to the truth, I don't need to apologize.
那不是 I don't 就是不用了，这个不在这个范围之内。
You don't need to apologize for the truth.
这个真理次序不在道歉不道歉，这是一个事实。
The truth is
这两回事。
The truth is not a matter of apologizing.
那我们来看马太福音，那个提摩太前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
我们看第十八节。
1 Timothy.
第一章
Chapter
1 第一章第一章我们看第三节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 3
在当时教会已经出现乱象
So at this
一章三节
In chapter 1 verse 3 there is already a break in the doctrine
保罗吩咐年轻的提摩太
And Paul tells the young Timothy
说我往马其顿去的时候曾吩咐你要还住在以弗所
He urges Timothy to remain in Ephesus that he can charge them that they teach no other doctrine.
以弗所是亚细亚的一个重镇，一个很重要的教会，发展很好的教会。
So Ephesus is a key geographical area and it grew very much.
但是在那里呢，保罗说，在以弗所好吩咐那几个人不可传异教。
Paul says here that at Ephesus,He should make sure that the certain people should teach no other doctrine.
就是跟真理跟大家所相信的不一样，不可以啊。
So anything that is apart from the truth cannot be.
但是也不要听从。
Don't listen to it.
那只是混乱而已。
That's only a mess.
那我们来看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
叫他要打那个美好的仗。
Here it tells
为真理打仗啊。
Here it tells Timothy to wage the good warfare.
这为真理打仗不是为你为我啊，是整个的教会为了神啊。
It's not for his sake or for other people's sake, but rather it's for the church's sake.
第十八、十九节啊。
Verse 19.
长存信心和无愧的良心，这无愧良心很重要。这无愧良心不是你想的，我想的。
Having faith and a good conscience is not about what I think or you think.
那在这里讲呢，有人丢弃良心。
It says some have rejected this.
丢弃良心在真道上的哦。
It says that they have shipwrecked the faith.
不是说你对人不好了，那个出脏话，然后是对人不怜悯了，这是另外一个这是灵修的另外一个道，这是讲真道的哈。
So it's not that you treat others badly or speak bad words to them, but rather you need to speak the truth.
也不是说你这个人脾气暴躁了，跟这个不是，这是讲真理的。
It's not about losing your temper, but rather it's about the truth.
在真道上，如同船破坏了一般。
It says that some have rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck.
所有的要回到真理来检验了。
Everyone needs to return to the truth.
你在真道上如果是破船了。
If you are shipwrecked in the faith.
二十节。
Verse 20.
保罗还把名字都记载下来，还在圣经里面呢。
He even records specific people who suffered shipwreck.
要点出来是谁呢
？He specifically names them.
徐米兰、亚历山大。
Hymenaeus and Alexander.
我们用那个道德性的哈，灵修性的，我们不要把人家名字讲出来嘛。
Usually we say,
对不对
oh, you shouldn't say people's names like that.
对，人家犯错了不要讲，但是在真理上要点名道姓。
But in the truth, you have to specifically name.
这是不一样的，因为害死人呐。
This is different because it's a matter of life and death.
这是灵魂的问题啊。
This is a matter of your soul.
你迷惑一个人，让一个人慕道者跑了，这个是关于生命的，这是全世界的事情啊。一个灵魂胜过全世界啊。
So if you mislead one person, it's a matter of life and death.
保罗怎么处理？
How did Paul take care of this?
真理上破船。
He says that some have suffered shipwreck.
保罗说我已经把他交给撒旦。
And Paul says, I have delivered to Satan.
你看这个字哦 deliver 啊。
If you look at the word deliver.
好像你们这边有没有 UPS?
Do you guys have UPS?
就是叫 UPS 人来把它包装一下送去。Deliver 嘛。
So you tell the UPS to come here, package him up and deliver them.
Deliver 去哪里？
Deliver where?
送到撒旦国去了。
Give it to the kingdom of Satan.
就是圣经啊。
This is what the Bible says.
你会说哇保罗没爱心啊。
You will say, oh, Paul has no love.
嘿，这不点名道姓。
How could he specifically name these people?
不但点名道姓，还把你怎么样包起来，奉耶稣的名把它交给撒旦。
Not only that, but he also packaged them up and delivered them to Satan in the name of.
你一定会说这么强势啊
？Why so severe?
这个不是强势的问题啊。
It's not a matter of being severe or not.
这是灵命的问题啊。
This is a matter of life and death.
不要搞错啊。
Don't get it wrong.
耶稣翻桌子啊。
Jesus flipped the table.
你说，主耶稣不是温柔谦卑吗？怎么翻桌子？
What? Wasn't Jesus supposed to be gentle and humble? Why did he flip his table?
这是次序问题。
This is a matter of.
这是属灵问题。
Spiritual matters.
神的教会如果没有次序、没有真理的话，会乱。
If God's church does not have the truth, then it will be a mess.
乱里面不可以用爱心哦。
You can't use love within that mess.
你那个爱心是假的。
Then that love is fake.
你这个爱心包的罪哈。
If you cover sin with love,
害死人啊,
it's still sin.
今天有讲吗?金包银有没有?
Today we talked about,
要记住哦,金包银哦,这是假的,这是死亡的。
Today we talked about having a growth, it's like,
你罪用爱来包啊。
If you take sin and cover it with love,
包死的,会混乱。
Oh, gold over silver. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
对不起，我都没有注意到你在翻。好，所以这个是给，这是两样不一样的处理方式在教会里面。
There are two different ways you can have,
有罪一定要处理。
So if there is sin, you must take care of it.
罪不是包，我是说。整体的真理的这个不是包容啊。
So you can't,
这个不是包容，不是说爱是包容，要讲爱。哇，这个是讲错地方啊。
You can't cover the truth either. You can't cover it with love and say, oh, we should only talk about love.
保罗说，谁传福音跟我不一样，他就做主。
So if someone preaches any
other
doctrine,
做主人啊，不是。
If someone preaches any other doctrine, it's not
correct. 这是得救问题。
This is a matter of salvation.
这个。不站立好，真耶稣教会存在没有意义。
If you do not stand firm, then the existence of TJC is useless.
为什么会真耶稣教会
？Why TJC?
因为我们的独一真神跟别人不一样。
Because our concept of one true God is different from others.
我们的圣灵跟人家不一样。
Our Holy Spirit is different from others.
我们相信是从圣经的。
And we believe that this is from the Bible.
可以对着圣经来讲。
We can use the Bible to prove it.
谁都可以啊。
Anyone can.
如果你讲到说你的对了，真耶稣教会错了，我已经跟你讲了，我会第一个过去你那边的，
so,
我是得救的。当然，我看到你们会流眼泪，对不起，再见。虽然去你家吃过东西啊，以后再还你吧。
So、if,
人情是人情，但是得救我还是走的。
If another church is actually true and TJC isn't, then I'll be the first person to leave. And even if you cry, sorry, I'll pay you back later. But I'm leaving because this is a matter of salvation.
但如果你要了，如果你不要，我就赖账过了就说 你如果再写信说你去我家吃了番石榴，或是去你家你种的嘛，对不对？你要回来，我当然也是到我家是没有种了，到有种的人家再跟他要一个还给你啊。
If you write me a letter,
你的敢要，当然我就要还给你啊。如果没有，我就要赖账了。
Asking for homegrown tomatoes, sorry, I don't have any. I'll give you some other people's tomatoes.
我现在讲的是说这是两回事，
These are two different matters.
一定要分清楚。
You must separate them clearly.
你不分清楚，到最后是混乱。
If you don't separate them clearly, then it's going to be a mess.
你用爱心来 包含错的真理。
If you use love to cover a false doctrine,
如果是用这个原则来教会的话，不需要真耶稣教会。
Then if it's like this, then we don't.
真耶稣存在没有意义了。
Then there's no point.
很多外教会都是这样子的。
A lot of the other churches are like this.
我们爱。
Oh, love.
爱在耶稣里。
Love inside.
我们都是信耶稣。
We are all believers of Jesus.
何必这样子分呢？
Why should we be divided like this?
啊，你奉父子圣灵洗礼，难道神听不懂是耶稣吗？
So if you say in the name of the Father, does God not know it's Jesus?
听起来很有道理，对不对？
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
但是这是混乱的。
But this is false.
就要小心，就是。
We must be careful.
以前有一些真的道理很懂的，应该了哈。
So we should really understand the.The doctrine fully.
吃饭的时候我听个弟兄讲了，说以前我很熟的一个姐妹啊，她头脑什么圣诞节还是什么，我当然不太会讲了，道理都变了。
I was talking to some people during lunch and it seems that they have some wrong ideas in their head.
真耶稣教会如果不持守我们的真理，真耶稣教会不一定要存在的。
If TJC does not stand firm on the truth, then there is no point in TJC.
但是现在真耶稣教会存在。
But right now, TJC exists.
并且这是得救的唯一的方舟。
This is the only ark that will obtain salvation.
现在有几个检验的标准哈。
There are a couple of points.
第一个。
First.
你相信不相信神是唯一的存在
？Whether or not you believe
自由自存的。
There is only one Almighty God.
Self exist 就是神是自存的，
self-existing
自由永远。
God.
如果你相信魔鬼是自存。
If you believe that Satan is self-existing,
这是异端。
That is heresy.
那个神观的基础就不一样了。
It is different from the truth in the Bible.
这个，如果你们当中有人认为魔鬼是自存的哈
，If you believe that Satan is self-existing,
我告诉你
，Then let me tell you,
以我的良心，这是异端。
Out of a pure conscience, this is heresy.
要改过来。
You must change it.
你不改过来
，If you do not change it,
你的道理会败坏。
Your doctrine will be broken.
为什么？
Why?
因为你的神跟我的神不一样。
Because your God and my God are different.
很大问题啊。
It's a very big problem.
所以你说我是真耶稣教会信徒，对不起，神观不一样。
If you say
不一样的神啊。
If you say I'm a believer of TJC, I'm sorry, that's not correct because we have different gods.
这是第一个。
That is the first point.
第二个。
Second.
你可以问。你是不是认为真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会
？Do you believe that TJC is the one true church？
如果你不认为这样的话
，If you do not believe that，
你不是真的真耶稣教会的信徒
，Then you are not a TJC believer。
你是变质的
，You are a heretic，
或是你被迷惑的
，Or you have been misled，
或是你如果真的有意讲的话，其实你是卧底的。你是藏伏在真耶稣教里面要来败坏教会的。
Then you are a spy trying to take down TJC.
这是真理问题。
This is a matter of truth.
这个不可以模糊的。
You cannot.
这不是用爱心来包的，小心啊。
You cannot cover this with love.
再来。
Next.
受洗之后。
After you are baptized.
你一定要求应许的圣灵。
You must, ask for the Holy Spirit.
不是说你受洗你就得到了圣灵哦。
It's not once you
得到应许圣灵没有，不是这样子的。
It's not once you baptize you receive the Holy Spirit.
不是说你洗礼就有圣灵哦。
It's not when you baptize you will receive the Holy Spirit.
这个不是真耶稣教会的道理的。
That is not our doctrine.
一定要求。
You must ask for it.
应许的圣灵。
You must ask for
应许的圣灵是得天国基业的凭据。
You must ask for the promised Holy Spirit, which is the seal of our salvation.
怎么晓得你有得应许的圣灵？
How do you know you receive this seal?
因为你讲灵言。
Because you speak in tongues.
这是我们从古到现在的真理啊。
This is the truth.
你神观变了，这些都会变了。
If your truth change, if your doctrine changes, then it is wrong.
好，那我们继续再来讲我们的神观。
So now we're going to continue.
真理是最重要的。
Truth is the most important.
那教会有教会的次序。
And the church has its own order.
Order. 你就是说有圣灵感动啊。
If you say that you have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
也是一个一个来讲。
That is a case-by-case basis.
也是有次序。
There is also order.
这个是圣经。
This is what the Bible says.
那是真的有感动了哈。
If you truly have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那如果你是自己的激动，那另外一回事情。
But if it's your own movement, that's a different case.
好，那我们继续。你有什么事吗？啊，哦。你来这里坐，帮得快一点、啊、那么远，谢谢你、啊、好，我们继续讲我们的神观、哦、
So now we're going to continue talking about Godhead.
神是独一的神。
God is our only God.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
主是灵。
Our Lord is spirit.
好，这是讲他们的本质问题。用人的话来讲，这是他的本质啊。
Using our words, this is the essence of God.
那他的存在呢？
What about his existence?
啊，这是他的啊，就是那个出埃及记哈。
So in Exodus.
三章十四节
Chapter 3 verse 14
好我们念一下
Let's read it Exodus 3 chapter 14
好
14 And God said to Moses I am who I am And he said Thus you shall say to the children of Israel I am has sent me to you
好这是神他的存在
So this is God's existence.
我们很熟悉的就是 I am who I am.
We are very familiar with this I am who I am.
英文很容易明白。
In English, it's very easy to understand.
英文就是说我是我是。
I am who I am.
就是说我的存在是我自己存在的，没有我的爸爸妈妈或是其他的让我是，这个是就是存在。
I am self-existing. I have no mother or father. I just am.
那中文把它翻成什么？
And then in Chinese it says,
中文把它翻成自由拥有
I am and forever will be
那这个当然这个翻译如果我们用平常心来也是对的嘛
And if we think about it, this translation is also correct
但是如果你不小心的话
But if you're not careful
你会把自由放到时间里面来考虑的话
Then you'll put self-existent into time.
你会讲说哦，所谓的自由就是开始的时候有，对不对？很早有。
That means that when you were supposed to die, you still are. The beginning.
那拥有就是以后哈。
And then will be is talking about later.
以后永远有。
I will be later.
对不对？会有这样的。然后你在探讨神观的时候
So when you're talking about Godhead
才会产生说神自由又是拥有
So you will say that he is and he forever will be
然后呢魔鬼是什么
And then what is Satan?
自由但是不拥有
He is self-existing but he will not be forever
这对吗
Is this correct? Not self-existing
不是，如果照中文来讲，魔鬼自由不拥有，他已经在这个观念里面已经把这个分开了，对不对
？So according to the Chinese translation, if we use that and say Satan is self-existing, but he will not be forever,
这不对的。
This is incorrect.
魔鬼如果自由的话
，If Satan is self-existing,
就是 I am 嘛，哈。
If he is, or
对不对？就 he is 会不会被消灭啊？不会的。
If he is, will he be erased?
因为自由拥有其实是同样的东西啊。
Because I am and I forever will be are the same.
英文很难翻啊，为什么？英文是 I am， 中文是出在中文的问题，你知道吗
？So because of
是出在中文的问题。
Because it's in Chinese, it's a little bit different.
当你说魔鬼是自由或是自存不永存。其实是最大最大对神的一个侮辱啊
！So if you say that if you say that Satan is self-existing, but he will not forever be, then that is blasphemy against God.
因为你用英文来讲，魔鬼是什么 ？I am 嘛。
Because if you use English, Satan is.
你不能说魔鬼是 I am who I am. I.
You can't.
I'm not I am.
Satan can't say I am who I am.
这是一样的。
Because they're the same.
所以这是神观。
So this is a matter of Godhead.
所以如果我们这次教会，如果有人认为魔鬼是自存，
so,
绝对是错的。
So if someone within TJC
不用再讨论了，你讨论下去怎么样，你会败坏。
So if you believe that Satan is self-existing, then that is wrong. And if you try to argue, then you will be.
来，我们再看那个出埃及记三章十四节。
Oh, corrupted.
出埃及记三章十四节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
你看下边那一句说 I am sent you, 对不对？所以一个 I am 就是神啦。
In verse 14 it says, I am has sent me to you. So I am is God.
哦，所以 I am who I am 只是一个强调说 I am, I am.
So I am who I am is just a emphasis on God's existence.
其实神就是 I am.
Because God is.
I am.
Because God is I am.
所以魔鬼如果是 I am 的话，魔鬼就是神。
So if Satan is I am, then Satan is God.
所以如果有人认为魔鬼是自存自由的，
So if someone believes that Satan is I am,
这就是已经从那个圣经的真理已经怎么样？一个最大的分裂了。
Then he has deviated from the truth.
那如果你被骗了，你还在一直在讨论啊，越讨论会怎么？你出不来的，就搅在这个漩涡里面。
But if you keep arguing about it and you get corrupted, then you will not be able to leave.
当然会再讲了。哦，如果那个神是绝对的，那魔鬼怎么来啊？恶怎么来啊？
So、if God...
这个又有答案，但是呢，你会搅到里面去。
So if God is absolute and good, then why is sin here? And then you'll keep talking about it, and then you won't be able to leave.
你就是说你不知道魔鬼怎么来的。
Just say, I don't know how Satan came to be.
绝对也不是怎么自存的，也不是 I am 啦。
That is not saying that Satan is self-existing.
是不是？
Is it?
只是你说你不晓得他哪里，但是虽然不晓得哪里来，也不是说他会自存。
So if you say I don't know where Satan came to be, that is not saying that Satan is self-existing.
如果我不知道你哪里来，绝对不会说你是那个月球来啊。
If I don't know where you're from, doesn't mean you're from the moon.
总是在地球啊。
Because you're still on Earth.
你不晓得他怎么来，总是被造之物。
If you don't know where they came from, at least you know that they were born.
被造的堕落。
They were created somehow.
绝对不会跟神一样。
They will not be like God.
因为自由或是自存本身就是神。
Because in Chinese, I am is God.
这一定要抓住。
You must grasp this.
不然你跑不出来了。
Or else
你会被骗。
Or else you will be tricked and corrupted.
你把魔鬼当成自存，你就是魔鬼就是 I am 啦。
If you say Satan is self-existing, then you're saying that he is the I am.
我们的神说我是 I am.
God says I am.
那你的魔鬼是跟我的神同样的？对不起，我的神不是这样，所以我的神观就跟你不一样。
If you think that Satan is on the same level as God, then sorry, we do not believe in the same God.
这是最基础的。
This is very important.
人跟人之间，我讲这个讲那个，谁骂他怎么样，这都是其次的。
So yelling at each other,
这个讲不完嘛。
Is only secondary.
同样，我会说啊，他脸色很好，有时候说臭脸，这是你的感觉啊，对不对？
Because if someone has a nice face on, you say, oh, they look very mad, then that's just a matter of opinion.
你结婚的时候花是笑的。
When you marry, you are happy.
中文那个感时花溅泪，恨别鸟惊心，对不对？你感叹时候不对，花是在哭的。
There is a Chinese.
不是吗？
Okay, so when you get married and you're happy, the flower looks like it smiles, but when you're sad, it looks like the flower crying.
人跟人之间的这种感情的爱啦，这都是你互动的。但是真理是从天上来的， 这个不把握住的话，很难讲下去。
So truth is not affected by our emotional state.
所以这个是很重要。
So this is very important.
我们的神观是什么？
What is our Godhead?
神的本质就是 essence 是灵。
God's essence is spirit.
神的存在是 I am.
His existence is self-existing.
是自由的。
Self-existing.
以中文来讲了哈。所以这个翻译上很大的区别就是、啊、念英文就想，所以讲这个呢，英文的人很难翻呐、啊，这是中文害的。
So because of differences in language, it's hard to explain in English.
啊，翻译害到，然后呢，在理论就有人开始讲魔鬼自由自存啊，又害第二层呐、啊。
And because of this difference in language, some people will say that oh, Satan is self-existing, and that causes people to be corrupted.
但我们有时候是说，哎呀，不要讲那样子了。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, don't speak like that."
这不讲不行。
But you can't not say it. It must be said.
这是灵命的问题。
Because this is a matter of life and
death. 真理问题。
This is a matter of truth.
你不再讲，很多人迷惑。
If you don't say it now, a lot of people will be misled.、嗯、
被迷惑的人还以为说很正义，很、哦
啊、And those who are misled think that they are right and that they have love.
这个是欺骗。
This is
我是说真理里面的呢。
In truth,
这是我现在是讲圣经的道理。
Right now, I'm talking about the gospel, the truth of the Bible.
当我们做人真是要灵修了，这是事实，一直到灵修到离开世界。
And we really need to spiritually cultivate ourselves.
但是这个不是灵修的。
But this is not a matter of spiritual cultivation.
这一定为了一次交付的那个什么正道，要极力争辩的。
But you must grasp onto the truth tightly.
好，所以我们的神是这样的神。
So this is the qualities of our God.
那这是讲神的那个他的本质跟他的存在。
So this is talking about the essence and the existence of God.
这部分呢，我们只是从圣经得到信息，我们就这样相信。
This is the revelation we receive from the Bible, and we believe.
你在问我这个灵怎么充满呢、啊？这个。除非圣经有，不然我只能跟你说我也不知道，因为没有记载。那你说你不知道怎么来讲呢？我就不知道啊。
So if you ask me about very specific things that aren't in the Bible, I can only tell you I don't know because it's not in the Bible.
那我为什么来讲？
So why am I saying this?
我讲我知道的，我所谓的我知道是我就圣经 quotation 给你听而已啦。
But what I'm telling you is directly from the Bible.
这都圣经的，神是灵。就是这样子。
This is all biblical. God is spirit.
接下来我能够讲的，耶稣讲的灵没有骨也没有肉。
And then I can tell you what Jesus said. Spirit has no blood or flesh.
那灵是什么？
What is spirit?
我只好再说你自己祷告，那是圣灵降在你身上哈，这是一种现象，也是一种同住，也是从神跟你自己去体会。
So when
让我描写说一二三四五。
So when you pray and you speak in tongue, then you can see a manifestation of the Spirit.
好，那有了这个神观之后，
So after this Godhead,
我们看到的是什么？神的，就所谓的那个什么救赎的经纶。
We see God's salvation.
救赎的就是经纶哈，计划哈。
So this is God's salvation plan.
但如果我们用建筑来讲的话，就是那个我早上有讲过，就是那个蓝图啊，那 blueprint 哈。
So this is the blueprint we are talking about.
你有 blueprint 的时候有没有房子啊
？If you have a blueprint, do you have a house?
那个房子还不存在的。
No, the house does not exist yet.
你只有一个图像。
You only have a plan, a blueprint.
当然蓝图我是不知道了，我怎么画那个蛮复杂的，
but
外行人是看不太懂。
But I don't know how to read a blueprint. It's really difficult.
但是差不多了。
But it's roughly the same.
那这个是在创立世界以前，神已经有了。
So before the creation of the world, God has already had this plan.
但是真正到创世之后才显现出来啊！
But only after creation can it be manifested.
啊，这个可以理解吗？哈， 如果 你有点雾水，这个可以，应该是这样子。我是只是用建筑的蓝图跟实际在怎么讲，在工程在做这个差别。
So I'm trying to compare this to a blueprint and construction.
建筑的蓝图是这个红的，有没有？这个神的灵界里面，这在灵界里面哦。
So
再画一次哦。
So the construction is within this spiritual realm.
那我们在讲神观的时候，神的存在啊、哦，跟那个他的本质是用黑的哈。哦
So, God's essence, we use black to draw it out.
那这个是我们只是从圣经得到的信息，把它抄下来而已啊。
And through faith in the Bible, we can draw this. We can put God's essence around in the spiritual realm.
好，那接下来神蓝色的这个是创造。
And then the blue is God's physical creation.
神创造之后就有物质了。
And then after God created.The world, then he...
那神的拣选是在创立世界以前，在基督里面，对不对？拣选了你，这个圣经的话应该一字不差了。
So before creation, God had already chosen us.
对。那这个拣选是在基督里。
And this choosing is within Jesus Christ.
对。那在那个时候，当然是。基督耶稣是神哦，这另外哈。
Because Jesus Christ is God.
这黑色的嘛，啊，他是神道成肉身。
Jesus is God in fleshly form.
他是神在人间显现。
And God was manifested in the flesh.
好，那用这个来看的话
，Using this，
也就是在灵界里面，神有一个计划，这是救赎的计划。
So within the spiritual realm, God has a plan.
在计划里面
，within this plan，
神他自这个是很，你要问我，我是只能从圣经里面讲，你因为我人的头脑没有办法就想象了，只是就是当鹦鹉啊，只是哦。
If you ask me about specifics, I cannot really tell you. I only know what's in the Bible, and I can repeat it back like a parrot.
神他本身哈、哦，为了救赎。
God for the sake of salvation.
因为那时候有没有亚当啊
？So when we had Adam.
创世界以前没有亚当啊。
Before the creation, there was no Adam.
但是神已经有救赎计划了。
But God had already had a salvation plan.
我们只能接受这样子。
We can only accept this.
嗯，好，那。神时候满足。
God after he was.
来，我们看四章四节哦，加拉太书四章四节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 4 verse 4. Galatians chapter 4 verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law.
好，我们这一节再来看一下。
So, next verse.
等到时候满足
when the fullness of the time had come，
这告诉我们已经有创造了，对不对？
This tells us that there was already creation.
在创造的底下才有时间空间。
Only after creation does time exist.
这个宇宙是神创造的。
Because the universe was created by God.
好，神自己创造时间空间之后。
After God had created time and space,
神也在时间空间里面做事。
God also did things within space and time.
所以这个就要我们要分清楚哈。
We must divide these clearly.
一方面，神是超越的。
So on one side, God is eternal.
不在时间空间里面。
He does not exist within space and time.
一方面呢，神。也在时间空间里面。
On the other hand, God exists within time and space.
他自己创造时间，他也后来他也进入到时间里面。
He created time, and then later he was in time.
你现在在这里。
You are here.
你就不可能在你家。
then it's impossible for you to be at home.
因为你是被限制在蓝色的里面。
Because you are bound by this blue box.
神呢？
What about God?
一方面他在蓝色里面。
On one hand, he is inside the blue.
他也在红色里面。
But he is also inside the red.
他也是在黑色里面。
He is also inside the black.
我们从圣经可以了解，就是这个，你把它分清楚，这个三个不一样的层次。
So we have to divide this clearly. He has three different levels.
那这个是一个是全属灵的。
One is
his 超越的
eternal, surpassing time.
一个是神救赎经纶的。
And then one is the dispensation of salvation.
另一个是救赎实际的时空的。
And then the third is his actual salvation under time and space.
我们用一节圣经来解释这个。
Let's use a Bible verse to explain this.
我们看那个以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我如果再讲的话还是一样，有什么问题都可以提出来，但是以我们圣经的，以我们讲过的，不要以错误的基础来问，用基础，我告诉你，如果用错误的基础或是故意，对我来讲，如果故意的扭曲的话，我会制止你。为什么？这是神的家，神的国，不可以作乱。不然乱起来的话，教会会乱，大家分不清楚到底是怎么样或是怎么样。
So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask, but please do not operate under false assumptions or twist my words, because if you do so, then I will have to stop you and firmly correct you, because this is God's house and we must have order.
那一乱起来，大家真理不明啦。
If there is no order, then people cannot understand the truth properly.
真理不明，真理乱了，会搞人命的。
If the truth is muddled, then that is
我是说搞灵命的问题的。
Then that is a matter of life and death. We cannot do that.
这不是忍耐温柔谦卑的问题。
It's not a matter of being humble.
这是属灵的问题。
This is a spiritual matter.
但是在家里面有问题，绝对可以问的，不是说不可以问。
But at home, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
以家人的心情来问。
Use your household members to answer it.
好，我们看。
Use the spirit of a family to answer that question.
如果你不是以家的那个心来问的话，你卧底的啦，或是辫子的啦，这都不是在这里问的。
If you do not ask a question in the spirit of family, then you should not ask it here.
那我们来看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
这里有那个什么七个一啦。
Over here, there are seven ones.
那最后一个一啊。
And the last one is.
看第六节。
Verse 6.
就是一神啊。
One God.
我们今天是谈独一神嘛。
Today we're talking about one true God.
神的特性是什么？
What is God's quality?
他是众人的父。
He is the Father.
这是对人的。然后呢，他的特性。
And his qualities are.
第一个是超乎众人之上。
Who is above all?
超乎众人之上，就是他不在这个时空里面的。
Above all means that he is not within this space.
人都是在时空里面。
People are in that space.
他超越了。
But God surpasses.
是所谓的灵界里面的。
Because he is spirit.
但是他不只是超越在时空之上。
But not only does he surpass space.
如果他只是一个时空之上的存在，跟我们如果没有关系，也谈不上什么关系啊。
If he surpasses space, but he has no relationship with us, then we don't need to talk about him.
他又是什么呢？
But what is he also?
冠乎众人之中，不是，冠乎众人之众。
He is the father of all.
不是 father of all, 然后呢?
Who is above all.
Above all, 然后呢?
Through all and in you.
Through all. 如果以那个当时的话的话，就是他是在这个之上 above.
So if the circle is the world, then he is above it, which is the line.
并且他还是冠乎众人之中。
But he is also through you.
他这如果把它写成换成就时空里面的哈。
If the circle is space,
他贯乎。
If the circle is space and time, then he is also through that.
就是，就有很多人了哈。
There are a lot of people in space and time.
并且呢，他还住在众人里面。
but he also lives within these people.
所以他是超越的，贯乎的，在里面的。
So he is above all, through all, and in you all.
这是神的三个特性。
These are God's three levels.
你不可能超乎我们了。
You cannot be above us.
你 不可能离开这里了，绕远近。
你
也不可能在我们当中了，这是 through all 了，同时在那你也不可能跑到我们里面去啊。
You cannot be through us, and you cannot be in us.
我们都是被限制的。
We are all.
你在我们当中只是这个小团体，你不可能在所有全世界人的里面了。但神是在through all 是指全世界的。
We are limited, so we cannot be everywhere. But since God is unlimited, He can be everywhere.
那神也在每个人里面了。
God is also in all of us.
那神不是被分了好几个神吗？
But doesn't that mean that there are a lot of separate gods?
不是。
No.
这是神的很奥秘的地方。
This is God's mystery.
用我们教会来讲哈。
Using our church perspective.
我们每个人都得圣灵，对。
If everyone has Holy Spirit.
除非很特别哦。
It will be very particular.
有时候哈。Special.
There are some special cases.
你会知道那个灵会相通。不，但是不是常常的，很少的。
So despite special cases, we don't.
正常的话
，normally，
你们两个祷告，你有没有感觉你的圣灵跟他通起来了？有没有
？Okay.
没有了。如果有的话，就要特别做见证，
so、
或是特别小心发生什么。这是 special， special 有时候好，有时候坏哦。我们不要说 special 每次都好啊。
So in some special cases, maybe the Holy Spirit will communicate, but. If not all special cases are good cases.
正常是神住在我们每个人分，你感觉分开，但是圣灵是几个？我得一个，我得到圣灵了，你也得到圣灵了，哇，是不是两个圣灵
？So if two people obtain the Holy receive the Holy Spirit, does that mean there are two Holy Spirits?
你绝对不会认为说两个圣灵吗
？Will you not think that there are two spirits?
这是对我们个人来讲都是分开的。
Because speaking individually, it is separate.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神在你里面，但是另外一个特性，它是关乎众人，并且它是在众人又在之上，因为它你没有办法想象它那么厉害的。
Because he is also in us, but also through us and above us, and we cannot fathom God's greatness.
所以耶稣在世上的时候，哈
，So when Jesus was in this world,
他讲哦。
He said,
除了从天降下
other than from the heavens,
从天降下，人就在天。
So, if the heavens descend, then,
约翰福音三章十四节十五节，耶稣站在地上，同时也在天上啊。这个不是思想的问题啊，是实质的。
So Jesus, though he was standing on earth, he was also in heaven.
我们只能说，哎呀，我虽然人在会堂，心在什么家中，只是心呐、啊。但是心家里发生什么事情，你知道吗？不知道啊，因为你是心，你在这里，心在那里，其实有没有在那里？
So、
没有实质在那里啊。但是耶稣是哦。
So if you are in the chapel but your heart's at home, will you know what's happening at home? No, because only your heart is there. But Jesus, he can know what's happening.
这是从神的。本质 essence 还有它的存在来讲的
This is God's existence and essence
因为主是灵 耶稣是灵啊
Because God is spirit and Jesus is spirit
耶稣虽然他有肉身但是他这个灵是神啊
Jesus has a fleshly body but his spirit is that of God
我们只能这样接受
We can only accept this
用人来比喻耶稣就不通了
So if
因为我们人不可能这样子啊
If we use humans to try and parallel Jesus, you can't do that because we are different.
好，所以我们的神是独一的神。
So our God is the only God.
是灵。
He is spirit.
是自有拥有的。
He is self-existing.
就是神是 I am 的。
God is I am.
所以神是 I am, 所以撒旦就绝对不能是 I am.
So since God is I am, Satan cannot be I am.
如果 I am 就是自存的话。
If I am is self-existence,
就是魔鬼绝对不是自存。魔鬼如果是自存的话，是对神最大的侮辱。
So if you say that Satan is self-existing, then that is blasphemy against God.
好，那接下来，因为人犯罪了。
Next, because man has sinned.
他是父嘛，哈。
God is the Father.
因为创造之后，亚当是神的儿子啊。
Because after creation, Adam was God's son.
儿子死了。
When his son died.
爸爸要来救儿子。
The father wanted to save this son.
所以他就道成肉身。
So he manifested himself in the flesh.
为什么要成为肉身呢？
Why did he need to manifest himself?
因为对亚当来讲，神是爸爸。
Because for Adam, God is his father.
对不对？天父嘛。
Because he is our heavenly father.
那天父成为肉身。
And when the heavenly father became flesh.
为什么要成为肉身？
Why did he become flesh?
我们来从那个希伯来书第二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
在希伯来书第二章第啊知道了。第十四节、十五节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15.
十四节。
14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
儿女既同有血肉之体。
Inasmuch the children have partaken of flesh and blood.
这里的儿女就是人类啦。
These children.
就是神的儿女嘛，哈。
These are God's children.
然后呢，是有血肉之体，就是亚当的后代有血肉之体。
Of flesh and blood, that means Adam's descendants.
那他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
This is he himself likewise shared in the same.
哦，他就因为什么呢
？Why?
因为要救儿子啊。
Because he wanted to save his children.
所以。神道成肉身，身成为子。
So when God was manifested in the flesh, he was known as the Son.
为什么要成为子
？Why is he known as the Son?
就是因为肉身啊，这个肉身的亚当是神的儿子。
Because the descendants of Adam, flesh and blood, are the sons of God.
这个用人间来讲是不可能的。
Using our humanly perspective, this is impossible.
如果有可能的话
If it is possible,
就是你爸爸当儿子跟儿子当儿子的样子跟他玩
So that would be equivalent to the father becoming a son and then playing with his own son
爷爷也一样的
Same thing with the grandpa
你跟那个或是阿嬷一样跟那个小的你就用台湾话是说拼音啊其实是照顾小孩了，但台语这是不好的，小孩子不能骗了。
So there's a
但是是用词问题啊，其实说照顾小孩，你说你做什么？哦，现在来骗孙呐、啊？其实你骗孙不可以骗啊，你怎么我们基督徒骗人这个
？So there's a Taiwanese proverb says that you should not
对不对？你应该说我现在照顾孙子，那教过孙啊，你不能说我骗孙呐、啊，你。那如果你爷爷骗孙子，当爸爸不要让这个爷爷来骗。
So there's a Taiwanese proverb that says you should not trick.
但我这是鸡蛋挑骨头，就是了，因为下午嘛，所以怕你睡觉。
So don't trick your children, but rather take care of them. And if your grandpa is a person who says, "Oh, I'm tricking your children," then please do not let that grandpa come over.
台湾人不是吗？骗囡啊，骗囡啊，是吧？啊，这啊，囡仔赶紧学骗者。有没有？我的孩子回去，我妈妈说：“哦，你们你那无用哦，我给你骗你啦，我未使骗你咯。哟，啊，无骗咩喏，照顾啦。哦，我们要只是用词而已。好
，Don't trick your kids、
啊。你是不是被骗长大的？
听不。
你问这些阿公是不是在他们在骗孙子？只是用词问题啊，我只是好玩的。
It's just Chinese use of words.
好，那神自己成为子的样子。
So God became a son.
这个子是什么
？What is the son?
是儿子。
It is a son.
这儿子就是说神的儿子。
So son means the son of God.
谁是神的儿子?
Who is the son of God?
亚当啊,
Adam.
你从圣经来想,
From the Bible's perspective,
第一个儿子是谁?
Who is the first son?
亚当。
Adam.
亚当是神的儿子啊。
Adam was God's son.
再接谁是儿子?
Then who is the son?
以色列民。
The
神拣选以色列民，以色列民是神的子民啊，儿子。那个神是父。
Because God chose the Israelites were the sons and daughters of God.
到新约。
To the New Testament.
谁是儿子?
Who are the sons?
那我们呢?
Us.
对不对?
Right.
耶稣教我们祷告。
Jesus told us to pray.
说我们在天上的父。
He told us to pray, saying, "Our Father in heaven."
所以父，那我们是子啊。
So he is the father, we are the children.
所以到最后耶稣说,
So in the end, Jesus said,
我要去见我的父也是你们的父。
He said, I'm going to go meet our father, who is also your father.
这个时候耶稣是站在我们这边, 你知道吗?
When he said that, Jesus was standing among us.
所以在讲神观,
So regarding Godhead,
这个当然, 耶稣有不一样的面相, 有不一样的称谓。
Jesus had a different title.
对。那从神观来讲，
So from the perspective of Godhead,
主是灵，
God is spirit.
耶稣是神，
Jesus is God.
从救赎来讲，
From the perspective of salvation,
他已经成了肉身了，
He became flesh.
他就跟亚当的孩子一样。
And then he was like Adam's descendants.
所以在这个的位份上，耶稣是我们的老大哥。
So from this perspective, Jesus is our older brother.
这个耶稣，我们来看一下，你罗马书啊。
Let's look at Romans.
我讲一个，就翻一个圣经了哈。那从这个圣经来讲。
So we're going to talk from the
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
在这一节里面讲的耶稣是我们的长兄。
So in verse 29, this Jesus is being talked about like an older brother.
他是我们看最后他是使他儿子就是耶稣在许多弟兄中做长子。
Says that his son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
所以耶稣是 firstborn, 就是他是老大哥。
So,In this case, Jesus is the firstborn.
所以我们叫耶稣叫老大哥也是可以的。
So if we call Jesus our older brother, that is okay.
那这个是他道成肉身成为人子。
So this is when Jesus was manifested in the flesh.
那这个老大哥为我们死啊。
And this older brother died for us.
因为老大哥为我们死了，所以全部的人都得救了。
So because this older brother died for us,
为我们死，以生命代生命。
We can be saved through his blood.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.